Yeah. You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. That pickin' right there is Deke Dickerson. He is a writer and rockabilly musician here in Juno today, Friday. But he's on his way to Peaburg, then to Sitka, and back to Juno to play Sunday night at the Alaskan Bar and Hotel. Also in the studio with me is musician, music partner, Sally Jo. Welcome to the show, you two.
Glad to be
Thanks.
Here.
Thanks. We're happy to be here.
It's nice to have you here. Deke Dickerson, how'd I do on your introduction? Writer, rockabilly musician?
Sure. That works for me. Yeah.
We were talking earlier, a bit of a musicologist in your writing, or ethnomusicologist, if you will.
Well, it's just what I'm interested in, and somehow I fell into doing that.
Got it. How do you define rockabilly music?
What I've found is everybody kind of has their own definition of it, you know, but back in the 50s when rock and roll was just getting started, rockabilly was this strange little branch of the tree that these country guys that were listening to both country music and blues and played everything way too fast with a lot of energy, that's what it was, you know, and it really existed for an extremely brief time back in the 50s, but then it's one of those kind of musics that it's just had people playing it ever since.
Fast forward to 2019, and you're still playing in Los Angeles, is that right?
Yeah, although I'm not there much. I'm just touring all the time.
Okay. And you're originally from Missouri, is that right?
I was born in St. Louis, raised in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay. And then to L.A. in 91,
That's right.
How's the rockabilly scene in L.A. these days?
Well, part of the reason I moved to California is just because the music scene out there is just so happening, you know, and I couldn't make a living in Missouri. So I moved out there and been playing in bands ever since. So the scene's very strong.
And how did you two meet?
Through the music scene.
Yeah.
She used to play with her ex-husband, and I knew her back when they were together. And then
we were always running into each other at all the shows. And, you know, things happen and marriages end. And we kept bumping into each other and realized that we just really clicked. So.
Yeah.
We've been having fun ever since.
Your band, Sally Jo, is Stardust Rambler. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Stardust Ramblers. We're based in Los Angeles, and we do sort of a similar thing. We have a pedal steel player, and it's a five-piece band, and I play at Bright Bass and sing with my pal, Joey Butler. And we get over to Vegas and do the Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Festival quite a bit, and we haven't done a lot of touring, just some Pacific Northwest touring, but basically a lot of shows in L.A., so we have fun. And every once in a while, Deke will get up and play drums for us, which is really fun. So
it's fun for me.
Yeah, because our drummer is an actor, and so he gets pulled out of town a lot. So Deke will fill in, and it's really fun.
And you two said you made a conscious decision not to play in the same band.
Yeah, it's sort of like our conscious decision to not get married.
Exactly.
we both have done that, and you know. Yeah, and we like getting along and having fun.
Yeah, why
smiling,
ruin that?
Smiling, laughing.
Why ruin that with marriage? and being in a band is like being in a marriage, though.
So. Right.
We figure keep it as is, so we're having fun.
Okay.
So far, so good.
So Petersburg tonight, then Sitka tomorrow, and then back to Juno Sunday night.
We're getting ready to fly out to Petersburg as soon as we're done here, and I'm excited because I've never been there.
Yeah, it's a cool place, too. And Sitka, what a weekend to be in southeast Alaska. Hey, would you mind playing us a tune?
I'd be happy to play a song. Why don't I play one that I wrote first, and then maybe we'll do a song with Sally after that.
Sure.
This is one called I Might Not Come Home at All.
If I'm not here, 'cause I might not come home at all. called up Lee and called up Kate. Went through my books, I called them all. Well, I might not come home at all. Hey, mama, hey, mama, I don't want to cause a fuss. Well, go ahead and go to bed. Don't wait up for us. Hey, mama, hey, mama, well, I can't wait for night to fall. Don't you worry if I'm not here, 'cause I might not come home at all. Check's gone, don't have a dollar. If I go home, that's my downfall. I might not come home at all. Hey, mama, hey, mama, I don't want to cause a fuss. Go ahead and go to bed. Don't wait up for us. Hey, mama, hey, mama, well, I can't wait for night to fall. Don't you worry if I'm not here, 'cause I might not come home at all. I said, don't you worry if I'm not here, 'cause I might not come home at all.
All right. Let's hear it, everyone. Quite a crew here at Studio A here at KTOO Public Media. This is Juno Afternoon, and that's the picking of Deke Dickerson. We're also in the studio with Sally Joe talking about a show here in Juno on Sunday night, 10 p.m., rockabilly music and more. I'm looking at your set list there, Deke. That was an original tune.
Yeah.
You do some covers, originals. How's it work out?
Yeah, we mix a lot of different things. Since we're playing to a lot of people up here, I presume, that probably don't hear rockabilly music on a regular basis, I'm throwing in some obvious songs, you know, like Susie Q and Mystery Train and things that people will actually recognize, because I think that's good to sort of draw them in. Johnny Cash songs, things like that. When I'm playing the rockabilly festivals, people have seen me a bunch of times, I tend to concentrate on just my original songs. But up here, I figure it's good to give a mixture.
Got it. How many years have you been doing just music?
Well, I've been playing since the 80s when I was a teenager, but doing it full time since 97.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Over 20 years.
Yeah.
What's your advice to aspiring musicians? How is life as a professional?
When I was 15, I went to go meet this guy who was like a real hero of mine. His name was Lou Whitney, and he played bass for a band called the Morels. And he had a recording studio in Springfield, Missouri, and, you know, he was like a real hero. And I asked him what advice he had, and he gave me the best advice I ever got, which was, get out now while you can. You'll just avoid a lot of heartache and, you know, and hurt and all that. And at the time, I was like, why is he being so mean? But, you know, and in reality, it was great advice. But
you did take it.
At the end of the day, if you have music inside of you, it's got to come out, and you have to figure out a way to get it out. So that's just what I've been doing, and figured out a way to make a living at it.
Got it. You are also writing the biography of Merle Travis, is that right?
That's right.
How does sort of the writing that you do pair with the music you make?
Well, what's funny, you know, is that Merle Travis was a guy who was born in 1915 and died in 1983. I mean, it's amazing how much stuff was just being invented as he was coming up playing music. I mean, electricity, radio broadcasting, electric guitars, the automobile. I mean, all these things kind of came in after he was born. But that being said, it's funny when I'm reading a lot of his own personal writings, letters to people, just how much it's exactly the same as what I'm doing now, you know, bounding around in a vehicle, trying to make it in time for a gig and, you know, running into different musicians that are maybe too drunk to play. It's like, oh, that's still happening nowadays, you know.
Sally Jo, what songs will you be singing with Deacon this weekend?
I think we're doing a couple duets.
Should we do one of those?
Yeah, we can do one now. I think we're going to do maybe Tally Ho, and we'll do this Joe Mafis and Rosalie Mafis little song that I'll help him out with.
Would you like us to do one?
Yes, please.
So, yeah, this is a country music classic. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. A home and little children mean nothing to you. A house filled with love and a husband so true. You'd rather have a drink with the first guy you meet. And the only home you know is the club down the street. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Now, if I could just break this down a little bit and tell a quick story. I was doing this song at the Country Music Hall of Fame for a special presentation. They were doing a thing on the Bakersfield sound, and I was supposed to do this song. And I look out, having prepared the original guitar solo from the 1952 recording, and about 10 feet away from me is Tommy Emmanuel, probably one of the, I don't know, top three guitar players in the whole world. And I'm like, well, what do I do now? I'm going to play the original solo. Here we go.
What can you do?
Tommy Emmanuel, and he just has this look on his face. You can't see it over the radio, but it's like this.
Not impressed.
It was like he had turned his ears off.
A drinking and a dancing to a honky-tonk band is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Go on and have your fun. You think you played it smart. I feel sorry for you and your honky-tonk heart. Yeah. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Woo! Yeah. All right, if you're just tuning in, that's Deke Dickerson and Sally Jo. Deke's going to be playing at the Alaskan on Sunday night with locals Meriden Boreo, Terry Schwartz, and Jason Messing, an awesome band there as well. Sunday night at the Alaskan, 10 p.m. You also heard the singing right there of Sally Jo singing tenor right there on Dim Lights, Thick Smoke, and Loud, Loud Music. Wow. And Monday's a holiday, right? So
that's
it's
right,
kind of
yeah.
like a weekend
yeah,
night.
Yeah, better come
it
out
is.
Sunday night.
It's not a school night on
it's not
Sunday.
Not a school night.
You're not in party.
Well, this has been a lot of fun meeting both of you. Where can we find more music and your web pages and all that?
I'm easy to find on the internet. You know, just look up Deke Dickerson and you can go to my website and see lots of other interesting stuff if you like. My Facebook page as well.
All right. And Sally Jo, the Stardust Ramblers.
Same thing. Facebook, Instagram. We have a website page as well, Stardust Ramblers.
All right. Well, have fun in Petersburg and Sitka. I know you will. And we'll look forward to Sunday. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, just thank you very much for letting me play your beautiful Martin guitar here in the studio. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Would you be kind enough to just take us out on a little picking or something?
Sure. I'll play a little bit of the Merle Travis Cannonball Rag.